How difficult is it to watch from New York as this is going on back in Iran?
Well, it's extremely difficult to be separated from the events taking place, not to be there. But I've been living here for 26 years, so it is very much my home here now. But I've been amazed by the upsurge of energy and demands by not only the Iranian community living abroad, but many non-Iranians who witnessed the events after the election, and they want to make a difference by expressing their voices in support of the Iranians. So in that sense, I'm very, very grateful that this international movement has taken off and is lending its support to the Iranian people.
When were you last in Iran?
2004.
And do you have family there?
Yes, I do.
And how worried are you for them?
I've been doing this work for nearly 10 years and been quite worried for them. But given that I have not lived there for a long time, I do not go back regularly. At the moment, over the years, they have not intimidated them. The people that they are... sorry, one second.
No problem.
The people who are mostly targeted are people who regularly travel to Iran, that they are students abroad, or their lives really are still inside Iran, and they're the people they want to quiet down because they know that they have families, they have large circles of people they interact with, and they can influence them, they can provide them news, and also they can provide news from them to the outside world. And that's the kind of intimidation taking place at the moment.